So, we have Kenji and Kubasa. Their talk is titled The Road Towards AnixOS UI. Wait, this is Clan, right?
Yeah, it's from the Clan project.
It's about Clan. Okay, so let's welcome our speakers.
Yeah, welcome. We want to talk about our roads towards building AnixOS UI and where we started. So let's look back at what we had before trying to build the UI. We were thinking about how can we make deployments easier for users, and we had a question, what keeps people from running their own services? And there are a lot of things that users need to think about and manage if they want to actually run their own services. Like, a lot. You need to know how to set up, how to bootstrap the machines, how to manage the backups, collect the health metrics if they actually want to know what's going on in their running systems. They need to make their computer reachable, and you might not want to have it publicly reachable, so you want to configure a VPN, or if multiple VPNs if one VPN fails, and it goes on and on. And people might not know what they are missing, what they need to know to start. So what we came up with is an opinionated deployment framework. There are already a lot of deployment frameworks that are out there, but you need to know exactly what you want to do in order to start using them. And that is the problem. How to start, what to choose, it's kind of the unknown unknowns for most users at least. And our solution for that is just guidance and defaults. We have for a lot of things, secret deployment, secret generation. We have one default, but we try to be accommodating for people so that things can be modular still. And the tools are often a little bit split in the community. So we have one CLI interface to utilize everything, to install machines, to update machines, to manage backups, to flash a new flash installer with your SSIH keys so that you can easily boot into the installer and install your machines to have a more convenient interface. And this is the point where we started at, to build towards the UI, to make it even easier for more people, to try to maybe you can figure out how to use it with a CLI, but you have coworkers or you have friends that you co-host stuff with that maybe easier to just click a button to deploy or update the machine, or just they can tell you if something is wrong because of the health metrics. So we have a couple components that make bootstrapping easier and that are, we think, vital to bootstrap a good UI for AnixOS specifically. And one of the components is a secret management system that is declarative. Because often services need their secrets before actually being deployed. But you need to then generate them manually, or you need to set them up somehow, like generate a public-private SSH key pair. And for that, we have a declarative system to manage the secrets. So modules can opt into their own secret usage before being deployed. That solves a fundamental bootstrapping problem that is kind of batteries included for the module. And it enables automatic service deployments if it doesn't need a user interaction, for example, like a user password that is being prompted for. It also enables like for really easy key rotation, because we have the generator, we have the service hooked up, and for now we have it in a CLI, but we have an API that the UI is using. So key rotation can be one click, and it's using the same interface as our CLI for rotating the secrets, for example, a public-private key pair for SSH or for like your WireGuard connection, a new key pair. And you can test the secrets also. So you can have a testing service boot up with a Disco VM, and in the test you could generate your secrets automatically and see if everything's working correctly. And we now have YubiKey support, so yeah, you don't need to have your keys on the device actually. This is how a service would opt into its own secrets being generated. It's like one of the most simple solutions, because there's not like much going on here. So I will explain what is actually going on here. We have the generator, ClanVast generators, for the MiniFlux service, which is an RSS reader. And if you want to hook it up with KaniDM, for example, you want to have some key material generated. And this can be done automatically. And here we use files.password to signal to the service that out of the generator, a file called password should be generated. And by default, the file is a secret, so it is automatically encrypted with your H key and can be then deployed by the deployment system through ClanVast update or Clan Machines install. Then the script will be run inside an environment that is suitable for generating passwords and automatically encrypted. And modules can then opt into the configuration by the path you see down there. And we can also ask the user directly in the module for the input. So here, in this case, there's a shortcut for like file and copying what is coming out of the file in the prompt. So we can actually say just like, for Atwin, we want the key to be persisted from the generator. And in this case, the user is then asked in the CLI to just put in their Atwin key. And this also works then in a UI. So it is like a flexible way to bootstrap machines, even though you might need to have user input. And you can have it in a UI as well. The other part that we use for improving NixOS setup through machines is our service layer, which we call client services. It's a little bit different than normal services because they are on top. They know about multiple machine service, like a multi-machine assignment. And let's look at how that actually would look like in Nix. So this is an example for a VPN configuration. Here we have an instance, so you can have multiple instances. And we have the server here, which has the role controller. And the controller lets the other machines into the network. And all the other machines are just added as a peer. So we have a tag system that you can use. You can assign machines to tags, and there's some pre-computed tags to make it easier. For example, you have the all machines tag, you have the NixOS tag, you have the macOS tag or Darwin tag. So you can have just your services that only work on NixOS also automatically just imported on the NixOS machines. And the good thing about this service here, this is JSON compatible. That means that we can add and remove machines to services through UI, but it's still Nix compatible with your usual deployment systems. So we call the layer that is JSON compatible our inventory, and one part are the services inside there. The other part is this tag system and the machine system. They kind of work in concert to allow you to manage those things very flexibly. And so you can have a good overview of which part of the machine is inside your network. So let's look at how we use the different tools then to install a new machine, for example, that we either build or that we connected from the community that many people here already would know. So an example here would be the NixOS Factor project with the NixOS Factor modules project. The Disco, we enhanced it with a little bit just a little abstraction on top, which we call Disco templates. Then we have our vars, which we talked about previously, and then we use Nixos Anywhere to install the machine. And the Nixos Factor report is something that can be used on any Nixos, any Linux machine that can be KExec'd into, so we can generate this report remotely on a machine. If you just like on a button press or on a CLI, we get a report. And this is actually very, very powerful here. This report lets us set a system, so you don't need to set a system anymore. It allows us to correctly enable the optimizations for like KVM. It can load corresponding modules for your maybe laptop or other drivers for like energy efficiency. It can be regenerated, so if you switch something out in your system or if your provider just has different hardware suddenly, you can click a button again, this can be regenerated, and we can auto-load the correct modules with Nixos Factor modules again. And there's theoretically no need anymore for the Nixos hardware repository. Not everything that Nixos hardware has is in there yet, but the goal is that nobody has to figure out after 2 years of using the machine, suddenly, oh yeah, I need to import something from this repository because I have a laptop that has the specific kernel version of this. Like this is, we want to make this automatic, and this works with most of the machines already, with the like with the frameworks and all the machines that are not niche. This already works nicely. And as a bonus, we can assert if we have certain services that need specific hardware. So we can, here in the code, you see, we can actually assert on specific vendor requirements or just maybe free space that you have or like a disk controller. So you can be very specific in what you actually require in hardware for your modules. And then we fill out also the template from Disco directly from the Factor report, because the report has the disks inside of there. We can, in the CLI, we can give like a drop-down menu. In the UI, we can give a drop-down menu. So you don't really, yeah, you just click, and then the outside of the Disco template, a disco.nix is then generated that has your preferred formatting. But we provide some very simple default formats that should work for most people. This is flexible. You can choose your own abstract Disco templates, and it can be filled in by the UI then. So in concert, to show everything in one, we first generate a hardware report. We use the hardware report to load certain modules and fill out a Disco template. We generate the vars, which we haven't talked about in this case yet. For example, right, SSH key pairs are generated there and encrypted. But also, there's no need to have your state version anymore in your config, because it's not really a config part. We can, vars also support public files that are injected into the configuration. And then we can generate the public part, the state version, and you don't need to care about the state version anymore. And then everything is installed, as you may already know, with Nixos Anywhere. This is, should be very familiar to you. And now, let's take a look at the UI that we have so far.
All right. Well, let's make a live demo and load up my clan. So I load up the clan app. And notice that we can either start building our own clan from scratch or select an existing one. In this case, I select mine. And we'll drop in into like a bunch of machines, right? And they're coupled up together. So yeah, I wanna sort them a bit. So I wanna have these two over here, these two, let's put them here, and this one here. So what are these machines? Well, these are the macOS machines of my parents. I can manage them more or less. So at least I can join them into my Mesh VPN zero tier. This machine over here is just a normal Hetz machine that I use to like host my email server with simple Nixos email. And this here actually is just an old refurbished ThinkPad laptop that I use as my server, which I use to host Matrix. You can see here some services. So it uses a DynDNS service, like a dynamic DNS service to regularly update the IP address of the domain name. I use it for Matrix, and just to be sure, so if it kind of the DynDNS service breaks or something, I can still SSH into it over Tor. And this right here is the machine I'm currently doing the presentation on. And well, now I want to create a sixth machine, right? And to create a new machine, and this machine is supposed to, I don't know, share some files and services with my family. So I will call it KinHub. It's a Nixos machine, and let's say I also want to give it a tag. So let's give it the family tag. All right, so it's created, and now, now we have three machines in the family tag. Now what I want to do, okay, I want to add some monitoring to it, okay? I want to see if the disk is full and whatever, if it's offline. So now I can click on this services tab to add a service and look for monitoring. And now I can select machines I want to install the service to. In this case, I could select, for example, the tag on all machines that have the family tag, or just KinHub, for example. And I want to add this service. So the next up would be, all right, cool, we have this. So now let's install a machine, right? So over here, we have like a handy-dandy little booted up Nixos virtual machine they want to install. So now I can choose between, okay, if I have this physical machine, I could flash an installer. In this case, I just want to do a remote installation. And let me type up the IP address. And we can test the connection. Okay, we could connect. And now it's the hardware generation step, right? So this will, if I click now on the button, this will generate the hardware report we talked about earlier. And now it got generated, put into my Git repository. If I click next, we'll see this list of disk paths. This disk path list is straight, like gets ripped from this hardware report we just generated. And it will be used to automatically fill out the disco template. In this case, a very simple EXT4 100% partition. But in the future, of course, we'll add ZFS and more complicated partitioning schemes. So as you could see, now it queried, like it looked at the machine, looked at what services it had, and then looked what generators, like what secret generators it needed for these for this machine. And it saw, oh well, it has like an admin module attached to it, and that configures like a root user, and it pre-generated, for example, a root user password for me. So now I go to installing the machine. This will take a bit, so I will give over to Kenji.
Yeah. This is still in a very early phase, but we wanted to show it already because we're excited about it. We think you can already maybe see where we want to go with it. And we would show you first what our roadmap is for the near future. So we want to make sure that state migration between machines is possible, like from one machine to another. Like if you need to migrate from Hetzner to somewhere else, for example. The monitoring and health checks, we want to integrate them in a similar way as the VARs and the backup modules we already have, but which we didn't talk about here. But basically, that your service modules can export meta information about what health checks are important for this service, and they can then automatically be added to the export of the machine. So you know which is the important thing to look out for on this machine because this service is running. Then what we are interested in as well is the service layer is pretty flexible and it is self-contained. So we would like to be able to use, to have people to share it. So we are thinking of kind of, the name is kind of work in progress, but we call it currently Clan Hub, but something that people can share their services on that doesn't need to rely on a central repository and also that doesn't need to rely on a single kind of a single kind of failure, maybe a failure mode. Yeah, we want to improve the macOS support, and user management is currently very one-dimensional. You can have multiple administrators currently for multiple users on the machines, but it's not much more granular than that, and we want to be actually to be able to have proper user support integrated into the system, which we don't really have yet. So we, yeah. Do we want to see if it's installed?
So let's see. Well, yeah, let's see if it's already installed. So, okay, it's still formatting, so it's not yet installed.
We can check back later, but what we are interested in is your feedback. Like what you've seen here so far, we would like, maybe you can join us on our Matrix channel, or maybe check out our Git repository. We have office hours every week. And we would really want to have people try it out to see where it fails for them. Because this is really a design phase still. And we are not currently using it for ourselves yet, the UI. But we are using the CLI currently, and we're very happy with it. So we hope we can be happy with the UI as well in the future. Thank you.
So I'm afraid that time is kind of up. Maybe we can, maybe one question, but then maybe that seems a bit unfair, but I don't know. It's up to you.
Yeah,
if you can quickly respond and ask.
We can do a question. Otherwise, find us where the hammers are in the halls, and we can answer your questions there.
Okay, let's just do that. Okay, let's thank our speakers.
Thank you.